Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Purposeful Pathway Radio, a place to refresh and revive, a haven with insights and inspiration, a pathway graced with passion and purpose. Join the journey and hear remarkable real-life stories of others as they travel their purposeful pathway. Welcome to Purposeful Pathway Radio. This is Caroline Gavin, your show host, founder of Purposeful Pathway Coaching, and also the author of Purposeful Pathway, Your Journey with Jesus, Purposeful Pathway, Journey to Joy, and the upcoming Purposeful Pathway, Lyrics of Love. I invite you to join the Purposeful Pathway journey here on Blog Talk Radio and also on the website, purposefulpathway.com. Purposeful Pathway Radio is the haven of poetic inspirations and practical applications for blissful living. It is a pathway paved with purpose, peace, and passion. It is a journey of joy with Jesus. My hope is that in listening, you will garner insights and savor inspiration. My desire is that you will grow all the closer to Christ. My prayer is that the messages will allow His peace, love, and joy to pave your purposeful pathways. Well, I have two wonderful opportunities to share with you before we jump into this segment of Wisdom Wednesday. First, I invite you to embrace a new you this new year. 3D Vitality Health Coach Ann Musico and I have linked arms to offer a 30-day program called Healthy Business, Healthy Body, and Healthy Life. It includes daily activities, instructional videos, and targeted worksheets to support you in total transformation. So visit purposefulpathway.com and click on the Healthy Business, Healthy Body, Healthy Life tab to join us. And second, I invite you to sign up for the free 7-week Journey to Joy, rich with scriptural insights, practical step-by-step guidance, and poetic inspiration. The Journey to Joy workbook is a gift from me when you sign up for the free newsletter at purposefulpathway.com. Well, I wish everyone a beautiful, blissful, and blessed 2015. It is a new year, and I'm excited to embrace with you new things. God has placed on my heart a beautiful change in the direction with Purposeful Pathway. So rather than focus on business coaching, I will be embracing all the more my artistic gifts and my passion for His kingdom. In the months ahead, I'll be sharing my love for the Lord via poetry, music, and heartfelt reflections, all of which I pray will inspire you on your journey with Jesus. You'll enjoy these changes here on Purposeful Pathway Radio, as well as through other venues we may connect on purposefulpathway.com, on social media, and beyond. So I'm excited to start this new year with you, my cherished travelers, on this Purposeful Pathway. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, You are the source of all wisdom and knowledge. We ask for Your guidance on our purposeful pathways. We ask for joy in our journeys with Jesus. Fill us with Your inspiration as we pave our pathways to bless others and to bring You glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Although any day of the year is a perfect day for setting powerful intentions and experiencing purposeful renewal, there is a sweet energy to the new year. So as you set your intentions for this year, let's focus on how you can add more action to your inspirations and more inspiration to your actions. Creativity is a beautiful part of the life experience. Those head-in-the-clouds inspirations that we experience are simply blissful. And action, too, is a powerful part of growth and progress. But sometimes our inspirations can overwhelm us, and other times our actions can be, quite frankly, tedious and fruitless. So how can we fruitfully combine the two? How can we intentionally integrate our inspirations and our actions? How can we orchestrate the thoughts in our head with the steps of our feet? Well, let's explore 5 ways right now. The first way is to determine the areas in your life that are overthought. That is, carefully and prayerfully consider the areas in which you're overthinking but underdoing. So where have you experienced countless inspirations but have taken little action? Perhaps, for example, you've been inspired with many ideas for your business or for your home, but little has happened with these ideas. Write down as many actionless inspirations as come to your mind. And the second step is to determine the areas that are overdone. So we just went over the areas that are overthought. Now we're focusing on the areas that are overdone. Carefully and prayerfully consider any areas in which you consistently act with little inspiration. Perhaps, for example, you attend certain meetings out of habit or adhere to a certain workout regimen simply out of routine. List any of your activities that are merely habitual but no longer inspired. The third step is to determine how to incorporate more action into the inspiration. So pull out that first list and take a look at it. Then determine prayerfully which one or two inspirations you will implement from that list. What specific action steps can you take today? So perhaps, for example, it's time to start writing that book or to start decluttering your home. Take one step, even a small step, today. And the fourth step is to determine how to incorporate more inspiration into your actions. Now it's time to look at that second list and prayerfully consider what feels inspired for each activity. Does letting go of that meeting commitment feel aligned? Does it no longer fit with this season of life? Would changing your workout routine be more effective? Tune into those inspirations and start making those changes today. And the fifth step is to simply be happy from head to feet. What do I mean by this? As you incorporate more action into your inspirations and more inspirations into your action, you'll notice the alignment of your head and your feet. You'll appreciate the happy flow that comes with embracing movement and miracles. Give glory to God along the way as He is the one who inspires the mind and gives strength for each step. He is the one who truly paves our purposeful pathways. Psalm 32:8 reminds us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes upon you. So adding inspirations to our actions and actions to our inspirations is a powerful way to bear beautiful fruit throughout the new year. Also, as we embrace the clean slate of a new year, it's an ideal time to clean up our energy, specifically by plugging energy leaks. You know, the thought of doing something can often require far more energy than actually doing it. And ironically, the very action that can seem draining in the mind can be very energizing when in motion. Conflicts such as unfinished projects, unfulfilling work, or unresolved challenges drain our mental, physical, and financial resources. And oftentimes, these energy drains go unnoticed by us. So now is a perfect time to determine these energy leaks and to eliminate them. So what can we do specifically to plug these energy leaks? We're going to explore three ways right now. The first step is to prayerfully consider areas that have energy leaks. That is, what areas of your life are unresolved? Which activities are fruitless? What challenges are recurring? For example, do you have a continual tension with a family member or friend? Or a marketing activity in your business that yields little or no fruit? Or a household project that's ever looming but never blooming? Ask the Lord for guidance in determining any of these areas of energy leaks, and then list the areas according to importance. James 1:5 reminds us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. The second step is to determine what needs to be done and what needs to be deleted. So reviewing your list of unresolved and or unfinished items, prayerfully and carefully determine which items need to be done and which items need to be deleted from your list. Has something been on your to-do list for months now? If God leads you to complete this item, remove the block, whether it's internal or external, to its completion. Then wholeheartedly commit to completing that project. But in some cases, that block may have served you. That is, that to-do item may have seemed reasonable, but it may not have been the best allocation of your time. The block, in that case, could have been a gift from God. So as always, seek God's wisdom in making these decisions. Proverbs 16:9 reminds us, in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Working through the list with God's direction, check out the items that need to be done, and then cross off the items that need to be deleted. And the third step is to do and renew. Once you've refined your list of items, move forward by formulating plans, setting deadlines, and defining daily action steps. Additionally, celebrating the deletion of unnecessary to-dos on your list. You find refreshing renewal by repeating this clear-the-air practice frequently. Habitually plugging energy leaks will lighten your load and your heart. And the practice will provide space and grace for growing your business and glorifying God all the more. As 1 Corinthians 10:31 exhorts us, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So no matter the day of year, I encourage you to plug those energy leaks. When we focus upon the work that God has given us rather than the work we or that others have given ourselves, we discover the purposeful life of peaceful abundance. When we walk in stride with our Savior, we will find that His yoke is easy and His burden is light, Matthew 11:30. And we'll see that His purposeful pathway is one in which we may have life and have it to the full, John 10:10. Now, if you need help with plugging energy leaks or with embracing powerful intentions in this new year, I invite you to reach out to me via caroline@purposefulpathway.com with your biggest challenges and visions. We'll connect during a complimentary call. And now, in theme with this new year, I will close out with a poem I wrote entitled New Beginnings. The scripture verse for reflection is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. New beginnings, a turn in the pathway, a new horizon ahead, promise of a new day. Blossoms emerging from the depths of soil, triumph radiating from tears and toil, hope burgeoning from years of pain, flowers growing from showers of rain, love flowing from a heart now bound, joy shining from treasures now found. Yes, new beginnings, horizon shining bright, promises of joy in your eternal sunlight. This I know in you, new beginnings divine. The joy of your renewal is miraculously mine. So with gratitude, with song and celebration, from a heart filled with love and adoration, I sing of you, Jesus. You transform tears and toil to glorious triumph as you anoint me with oil. Yes, new beginnings invite me on this pathway as you are the sun making new every day. Well, thank you so much for celebrating the precious gift of new beginnings in poetry, and thank you for joining me this Wisdom Wednesday. Let's close out with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, you who paves our purposeful pathways, I pray that you bless each one listening with your perfect peace and joy. May your wonderful wisdom overflow in each heart. May the joy of Jesus brighten each day, every step of the way. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much again for listening, and may God bless you beyond measure on your purposeful pathways.